Hey, good afternoon, everyone. We're happy to have you along. This is Local Matters for a Friday. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. Good afternoon again, Pastor Ron.
Hey, Dwight, aren't we having a great time here talking about the good things of God in Matthew chapter 6, the Lord's Prayer? Man.
Hey, man, I'm just chomping at the bits. Chomping at the bits. I'll tell you, we really, last week we started looking at, as Pastor Ron pointed out, a portion of what's called the Sermon. It's called the Sermon on the Mount, specifically in Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 9, where Jesus was teaching his disciples to pray. And I'll just kind of recap just briefly. We call it the Lord's Prayer. Some call it the model prayer. And here's what Jesus taught them to pray. He said, "After this matter, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." I would bet the lion's share of our audience, particularly if you've been in church at all, probably has that prayer memorized.
Uh-huh.
And I did too as a young boy. But boy, it wasn't really until I started walking into it and learning line by line the power in every single line that it became meaningful to me, more meaningful than it continues to as I get older. And
yes.
And the very first line that we talked about last week, we talked about our Father which art in heaven, and we talked about what it means to have God as our Father. We spent
yes.
a lot of time
Lord,
on that last
man.
Week, and I'm tempted to go there again, but we've got a lot of ground to cover. But then he says, "Our Father which art in heaven," and he says, "Hallowed be thy name." And in other words, Jesus was saying, take some time to consider who God is, not just what he does, but who he is, what he has called himself to be, who he wants to be in your life, and names that he's given himself, and then apply them to your life. Well, we started there last week, and we talked about some of those names that God had called himself, like Jehovah Tsidkenu, I'm Jehovah your righteousness, Jehovah Shalom your peace, and other things. But the list just goes on from there, Pastor
it
Ron.
It does, Dwight. And you know, I was just thinking about this scripture that I have heard probably in the last 6 or 8 weeks. You hear so many people right now talking about Psalms 91, the protection, the deliverance of the Lord. But listen to what it says. I love this in this passage. It says in verse 14, it says, "Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name."
Wow.
And you know, it's amazing when we think
wow.
about that, more than just knowing the name of God. And if you think about Jesus teaching this prayer, and in this prayer he's saying, "Hallowed be thy name." If Jesus himself is saying it's important for him to know the name of God and to
yeah.
know the names of God, you can bet your sweet dollar it's important for us to know the name of God. You can just bank on it that it is important that we understand the names of God. And we've talked about a couple of those names. We talked about Jehovah Makadesh. We've talked about Jehovah Tsidkenu. We've talked a little bit about Jehovah Shalom. And Dwight, the thing that I want our audience to hear today is, God will not do anything apart from his name.
No.
God is not the author of confusion. His name is Jehovah Shalom. He is the God of all peace. He's not the God that's creating the problems that make you confused. He's not the God that causes the tornado that stirs up people's families and confuses them and separates them and hurts them. He's not the God that creates a coronavirus to try to bring judgment, as some people have said, "Bless their darning hearts and stupid heads," as Brother Hagin used to say.
Yeah.
You know, he's not the God that's creating all those problems, because he is not the author of confusion. He is Jehovah Shalom, the God of all peace. And Dwight, the importance of knowing these names is, when these things happen and we go through these tragedies, we go through these events, we go through these episodes in life, that we are never going to get to the place to blame God. We're not blaming God. We're not saying, "God, why did you allow this to happen? God, why did you send this? Why did you take this? Why did you do that?" And God, when we know he is Jehovah Shalom, we know that he is the peace in the middle of the storm. He's not the creator of the storm. He's the peace in the middle of the storm. You know, we know that. Why? Because when Jesus was in that boat asleep with the disciples, He commanded the storm to peace, be still. He didn't say, oh God, why did you send it? You know, he was commanding that storm to stop. And if it had been sent from God, he would have been speaking against what God's will was.
Yeah.
We need to learn from things like that and realize that when he says, I am Jehovah Shalom, that we need to recognize he is the God of all peace. He's our peace.
We see that word. By the way, we're happy to have you with us this afternoon on Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. And we're walking through line by line what we call the Lord's Prayer from Matthew chapter 6. We said, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Names that God has called himself. And, you know, we talked about Jehovah Shalom. God has called himself the God of peace. You know, and I've heard you talk about this before, Pastor Ron, also. You know, when the angels appeared to the shepherd when Jesus was born and said, peace on earth, goodwill to men, you know, they were not saying that armies would not fight each other. They're not going to be no war anymore, no armies, no conflict between nations, none of that. They were not saying that. They were saying peace on earth. But now, because Jesus is here, humanity, mankind can be at peace with God. You know, now he's going to do what is possible to restore the relationship with God. So there's peace with God, then there's a peace of God. But Jesus came to restore that relationship so he could become a God of peace.
And a lot of times people get this false sense that, well, you know, if I start going to church, all my family's going to love me. I'm going to have peace with everybody. Everything's going to be all right. There could be nothing farther from the truth. A lot of times when you start following the Lord is when people get upset with you.
Yeah.
You know, people don't like that a lot of times. And so he's not talking when he said peace on earth, goodwill toward men, he's not talking about goodwill from man to man. He's talking about goodwill from God to man.
He's talking
about peace from God to man, because Jesus is going to pay the price and satisfy the claims of justice that will create that peace between God and man at that point. He is Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. That's his name. That's who he is. He doesn't separate himself from his name. And as Psalms 91 says, when we love him and we know his name, then he's our deliverer. We'll begin to understand his delivering power.
Now, his name applies to us. And then, of course, there is in Galatians 5:22-23, where it talks about the fruit of our recreated spirit. It's those characteristics, those powers, those forces, those graces, if you will, that come into our life when Christ comes into our life to be our Lord and Savior. And one of those is peace.
Yes.
One of those is peace. Now, peace is not just a warm, fuzzy feeling. It will produce a feeling, but peace is a force, a power, a characteristic of Christ that we have and we can awaken and we can call on, because God has called himself the God of peace. And we have that
because
already.
That's his promise to us. That's who he says he is, Dwight. And when Jesus said, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, he was saying so much more than just a religious quote.
Yeah.
He was saying, hey guys, this is your Father. Get to know him. Get to know who he is. Get to know what he stands for. Get to know what he believes, how he practices. Get to know what his name means, and you're going to know who he is.
And I have peace with you because of the completed work of Jesus Christ, and I've accepted that personally into my life. And I'm talking to every Christian, every born-again believer right now. I've got peace with God. I don't have to be concerned about that. I've also got the peace of God in with me. When anxiety tries to creep in my mind and bring worry and anxiety and pressure, I've also got that force of peace, which a lot of us have needed to call on the last several weeks, given all that's been going on in our world.
Thank God. I thank God, Dwight, in the last few weeks with all the coronavirus and all the upheaval, that I know he's the God of peace. Right. I know he's not creating this confusion. He's not, you know, people say, well, God's trying to do things to teach us things. Obviously, if you've got any sense, you can learn from anything.
Yeah.
But realize that, you know, God is not forcing his will on people. And if he sent something like this to teach people something or to try to get people to repentance, what we're saying in that is he's forcing people. He's forcing his will on us. And that does away with 95% of the gospel if you think God is forcing you to accept him or making you do that.
It violates, Pastor Ron, if you will, it violates the covenant that we're under. Hebrews tells us that we have a better covenant based on better promises, and our covenant is based on the completed work of Jesus Christ. God's already poured out wrath on him. He's already done all that. So, no, God didn't drop a virus on us.
No.
Now, we can learn from it.
Sure.
We can learn some things if we choose to, but the Holy Spirit is our teacher. The Word is
our
teacher.
There you go.
And that's how, I mean, you know, if hard times was our primary teacher, we'd all have doctorate degrees. You know, but he said, no, I've sent my Word to teach you. I've sent my Holy Spirit to teach you. Learn, yes, I heard Kenneth Copeland say one time, God can't give you pneumonia. He don't have it.
That's right.
And
amen.
But he is the God of peace.
He is the God of peace, and that's what he does have, and that's what he's going to give us in the middle of all that. But anyway, he is Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. And Dwight, the scripture also says another name that we want to look at here is he is Jehovah Shammah. And Jehovah Shammah is the Jehovah that is present. That's found in Psalms 46:1 and lots of other scriptures. But Jehovah Shammah is the scripture where you hear people say, well, he will never leave me and he will never forsake me. That's in Hebrews chapter 13. But in that, I love the Amplified translation. It says, I will not, I will not, I will not. I will not leave you and I will not forsake you. Mm. And so when we say he is Jehovah Shammah, what we're saying is no matter what we're in, no matter what we're going through, no matter really what we're involved with, he's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. He is the God that is ever present. You know, we find that in John 14:17, it says, you have given me your spirit who lives within me and who lives with me and is in me. In John 14:18, he said, you did not leave me as an orphan, but you have come to me by your spirit. And so Dwight, when we realize Romans chapter 8 says, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us and will bring life to our mortal bodies. That's saying that he is Jehovah Shammah, the God that's present. Man, when we think about Jehovah Shammah, how important it is to hallowed be thy name.
You know, and we're probably talking to some folks, Pastor Ron, right now that are going through some difficult circumstances, some difficult situations. But what we have to know based on everything you just quoted from the scripture, you know, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Christ in us is our hope of glory. All those things you quoted, we are not in this world without a Savior. We're not in this alone. And something I like to say a lot, we're a lot bigger on the inside than anything that can come at us from the outside, because Christ in us is the hope of glory. And no matter what is happening, we're already equipped supernaturally to handle it. We just have to learn. If you continue in my word, you'll know the truth, and truth will set you free. And part of what we need to learn here is what Jesus taught us to pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Yes, and if you realize what we're saying is, Lord, you're the one that's made me righteous. You're the one that sanctified me or set me apart. You're my peace, Lord, and you're present with me. I mean, when you start getting those practical applications of those, you begin to realize, what in the world do I have to be afraid of?
Yeah.
Why am I in fear? Why am I getting anxious about this? God is on my side. God's for me.
Hey, you stay with us. There's more on Local Matters in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Hey, we're back on Local Matters. Happy to have you along. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. And we are looking at, again this week, some scripture from the book of Matthew, specifically chapter 6 from the Sermon on the Mount, what we typically call the Lord's Prayer. Some refer to it as a model prayer. We're walking through it line by line, this powerful prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to preach. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And Pastor Ron, that's as far as we've got so far, because God has declared himself himself to be so much to us that most of us, including yours truly, we've not explored the depths of that at all in terms of our personal application in our life.
Right. And of course, we've been talking about him being Jehovah Shammah, the God that's present, Jehovah Shalom, the peace of God. And we left the break there talking about when you know his names, when you begin to learn his names. And Dwight, I want our listeners to realize that this is not something that happens overnight. This is a relationship. You get to know God, you begin to understand his names.
Good
and really
point.
It's a scriptural journey. I mean, I've been doing this for almost 40 years, and what I'm still learning things about his name.
Yeah.
I'm still, just like that scripture I quoted earlier in Psalms 91, our associate pastor, Pastor Jim Short, many of y'all may know him, great guy. He taught a lesson a few months ago on Psalms 91. He brought that scripture out. If you have set your love on me and you know my name, I will deliver you. And man, I've been following the Lord for years, and I've never seen that. I thought, man, this is so real. If you set your love on me,
yeah,
and you know my name, well, what are those two things? You're basically saying, I love God, and I know what his name says. I know his name says he is Jehovah Shammah, the God that's present. So I know that he's never going to leave me. He's never going to forsake me. I know that he is Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. And I know that he's never going to cause anxiety or pressure or anxious thoughts in my life. And then today, or now, Dwight, we're going to look at Jehovah Rophi. And that's the God that heals. Now, this
wow.
is probably more controversy over this than any other name of God, really, because most people say, well, I know God's the God of peace, and Granny told me he'd never leave me, forsake me, so I know she quoted that scripture, he'll never leave me, forsake me forever, so I know that. But boy, when it comes to knowing him as Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals, you're talking about people start straining at gnats because they see their loved ones get sick, they see their loved ones die. You get some people that get off on the tangent, say, well, you know, if you really have faith toward God, you won't go to the doctor, you won't use medicines, and how, you know, people just really get out of whack when it comes to this. And you know, the only thing that I can share that I know is I know from the Word of God, Jesus never turned anyone away for healing, never. Secondly, he had a variety of methods that he healed. One guy, he spit in his eye. One guy, he made mud pies and rubbed them in his eye and told him to go wash. I mean, so we've got different ways that Jesus healed. Sometimes people were healed by listening to the Word of God. Sometimes they were healed by being anointed with oil and hands laid on them.
Take up your bed and walk.
Yeah, take up your bed and walk. Just get up and walk. So we want to recognize this, Dwight. And I'm not saying I know all the answers to this because I don't. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. If I knew this, I guess I'd be God. I don't know why some people receive healing, others don't. No more than I know why some people receive Jesus as their Lord and others don't. You know, it's a fact that we know everybody, when we recognize that Jesus is Lord and salvation comes through him, the new birth comes through him, well, we don't get upset with God when people don't receive him, and we don't blame God when they don't receive him. But that salvation, the new birth, is readily available to everyone. He said, whosoever will come, whosoever will, I'll save, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord. We've got to get to the same place that we believe that about divine healing, that it is God's will to heal. I don't understand why some people don't receive. I don't understand in my own life why I haven't received at certain times. But listen, this is the conclusion. Once you know his name is Jehovah Rophi, he's revealed himself as the healer. It's not really wise to start saying, God, why didn't you heal this person? It's not really wise to start questioning him and saying, you know, God, well, this person died and you didn't heal them, or that person died. The thing that I've discovered, and I've been doing this a long time, Dwight, is you never really know what's in another person's heart when it comes to divine healing or prosperity or a lot of things. I know one time, this lady in our church, we were all believing God for her to be healed and prayed for and anointed with oil, and she died. And I didn't know the whole story, though, till after she died, to many years after she died. And, you know, a minister friend of ours had gone to talk with her, and she told him she didn't want to be healed. But when it came to in front of the church people and family and all, they wanted her to be healed so badly, they were pushing her, you know, you believe God, you pray with us, you do this. And you know, so a lot of times I'm just saying, we don't know what's in a person's heart. Lord, do I have compassion on people that are sick and have gone through things in their life. I've gone through things in my life. But Dwight, we've got to get to the place that when it's based on His name,
yeah,
Jehovah Rophi, that we're not questioning whether it's God's will to heal or not. It's God's will to heal as much as it's God's will to save. We just got to get our hearts in the place to receive that healing from Him.
That is good, Pastor.
That's a lot there in a few minutes.
That's good. Hey, we're glad you're with us. This is the Local Matters for Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're looking at the Lord's Prayer, and where Jesus taught us to pray, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." And we're considering the name of God and the names He called himself to be, and how it applies to us. And Jehovah Rophi, no, I really like the way you phrase that, Pastor Ron, because clearly the Bible says He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, with His stripes were the healed. Clearly in the New Testament, Himself carried our sicknesses and our infirmities, and He says He wants us to be in health and prosper, even as our soul prospers. So clearly, so if God calls Himself Jehovah Rophi, it's not wise for me to stand up and say, "No, you're not."
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
That's not a wise thing to do. That's what He's calling Himself. And He's calling Himself some other things, too.
Yes. And I mean, so when we think about these names, Jehovah Rophi, Jehovah Shalom, we look at who God says He is. You know, one of the other names of God is Jehovah Jireh. Now, Dwight, I've lived all my life. I mean, I'm a project kid. I came from the projects. There are people still in the projects today. There are people that are living worse than the project. There are people that don't even have a home. But you know what? That doesn't mean He's not Jehovah Jireh.
Yeah.
Now, if we would get that tenacious about Jehovah the healer, Jehovah our righteousness, as we do about Jehovah Jireh. See, everybody wants God to be their provider.
Yeah.
You know, but He is as much a person's provider that doesn't accept that or doesn't receive that or for whatever reason can't see it, don't believe it. He is Jehovah Jireh. That is His name, the God who sees and the God who provides. I'm convinced the more we get it settled that these are His names, the more we can partake of what His names represent. I believe that. Jehovah Jireh.
Say that again.
I believe the more we get settled in the fact of what His names are, the more we can receive what His names represent.
That's good.
I do. I believe that with all my heart. I think the reason people don't receive Jehovah Jireh, which means God is my provision, or Jehovah shall see and provide. The one reason that we don't receive from Him is because we don't know that that's His name. He did that, if you remember the story when Abraham took Isaac up on the mountain, and they got up there and he put Isaac on the altar, and Isaac said, "My father, where is the lamb?" And Abraham said, "The Lord will provide." That was where the name Jehovah Jireh, and something we've got to get a hold of here, as Isaac and Abraham were going up one side of the mountain, the lamb was, the goat was, sheep was coming up the other side. The sacrifice, God was bringing in the provision as they were walking in His will.
Yeah.
And so we have to realize that in this passage is where His name was revealed, that He is Jehovah Jireh. When Jesus said, "Hallowed be thy name," He wants us to get a hold of these names, Dwight, so we can declare these names over our lives when it looks like we're never going to be provided for, that bill's never going to be paid, this is never going to be end, the debt's never going to stop. We can say, "No, mind, shut up, be quiet. He said He is Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Hallowed be thy name."
Wow, I'm thinking about the 23rd Psalm, Pastor Ron.
Oh yeah,
leads us, and there's a part of that 23rd Psalm that David wrote. It said, "He leads us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake."
Ooh, yes.
His name is on the line.
Yes,
that's good. His name is on the line. So if His name's on the line, He's going to honor it.
Yes.
And if He says, "I'm Jehovah Jireh, I'm your provider," don't say that He's not.
Right.
His name is on the line. He will honor His word. God's word is God's will.
Yeah.
And if His name's on the line, He'll perform it.
And Dwight, you know, that's why it's imperative that we learn his names.
Yeah.
That we begin to know what his names mean. You know, this may be something entirely new to you. You may have never heard what we're talking about here. But when you look at the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name."
And he says, pray that first.
That's what he said to do. And so what we do, instead of declaring the names of God, we come before God and start begging and crying and pleading and hollering and all that stuff. When he wants us to slow down and say, wait just a minute, God, I'm going to write this on my heart that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are my provider. I believe, Lord, with all my heart that you're going to give me witty ideas. You're going to show me how to pay off bills. You're going to show me how to keep out of debt. You're going to show me how to be a good steward. You're going to show me where the wells of life are for financial blessings, and you're going to bring that to me. So when we recognize his name is Jehovah Jireh, Dwight, we're setting ourselves up to prosperity.
Ooh, this is good.
Amen.
Let's pick it right up here next week.
Sounds good.
Hey, thank you for being with us. This is Dwight Henry, your host, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. Join us same time next week for Local Matters.